When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
And good morning. Welcome to Martha Norwalk's Animal World for the third Sunday of the month, which by this time you should know that
Kim Miller is here and so is Kevin McDonald. I love it when you put me on the spot like that.
I know. She's so good at that. I just point at her and she's that doesn't work
with
Julie, though.
Give me a second, though.
Doesn't work with Julie when she
you
points
at her. You point at her? No. She just goes, shakes her head. No. She's actually quite, quite ill right now.
Oh, no.
Yeah, she doesn't feel good. So we drug her here.
She has her hand on the microphone over there.
Oh.
That doesn't mean anything.
Oh,
pushed it away.
Yeah.
She just pushed it away. Well, we are here. It's the third Saturday of the month on Martha Norwalk's Animal World. We have the opportunity to give Martha the day off so that she can go to Temple and have a wonderful time there. And that means that we get to come here for the whole 3 hours and we get to play.
We do.
And we get to talk to you. And today is special because we've got the whole 3 hours. So we're going to open the phone lines bright and early. And if you want to get in and talk to Kim, now, for those of you who may be listening for the very first time, Kim Miller is an accomplished psychic medium and animal communicator. She can talk to those dead ones across on the other side. She can talk to your animals. She can kind of tell you what your animal's trying to tell you and you're not listening. And
Martha can help you with that behavior.
Yes,
so.
That behavior that drives you nuts.
Right.
And so Martha can do that. And by the way, if you have somebody from outside our listening area that would like to listen to the show, and or if you get a better reception by listening online, you can do that by going to MarthaNorwalk.com and click on the Listen Live button, and something magical will happen to your computer, and voila, there will be. And then you can listen to the show. And if you do decide to call in and you want to listen again to what you talked about, you can always go to the archives. Mike does a great job of putting the shows in the archive by the end of the day. And
he doesn't do it.
Or somebody does it by the end of the day.
Yeah.
But he edits it and then sends it along
to somebody else.
They do it.
Yep.
Well, you don't have to nod. You can say good morning, Michael. How are you?
Well, I was waiting for you to acknowledge my presence. As in saying, hey there's Mike. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. And for our weekly update, please.
Our weekly update.
Yes.
How about a monthly update? A Zelda report, as they say?
Absolutely.
Yeah, let's see. Well, of course, Friday was Valentine's Day. And as you know, I am not a person who celebrates Hallmark holidays, although for my granddaughter, it's just an excuse to go out and get her some more stuff.
So, there you go.
We did have a chance to hang out. She had her first
because
she is
Mike's Valentine.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And not just on February 14th, but her for every day of the year. Yeah. But she did have her first haircut recently,
a couple weeks ago.
It was pretty funny. I wasn't there. Unfortunately, I was working, but Mom and Dad took a little video, so I've been spending the last week editing it. And she was pretty cute. It was like, okay, I'll get my hair cut. And her hair was like mine, just all over the place. It was like, okay, let's go do something about it. And they plied her with food and, had games and animals. And you could see it in her face. It was, hey, this is fun. Then they broke out the scissors, and you could see this little look of concern. And that concern sort of morphed into, I don't know about this. I'm not crazy
about it.
And then in the end, she had a nice, cute little haircut that she likes a lot.
Oh,
so.
Nice. Well, that Tucker gets that same look.
Yeah.
All I have to do if I want the dogs to go away is pick up the scissors.
Yeah.
And they just, it doesn't matter what I'm eating. If I got the scissors in my hand, they'll go across the room.
Now, how old is she again?
She just turned 19 months.
Oh, so she's running around, right?
Oh, yeah. Has been for a year.
And talking,
Well, she's starting to put two word syllables together, and she's very assertive. And Well, she's an only child, so mine and sharing is a concept that she's just starting to learn.
Oh, okay.
On Mondays, we go to a rec center where they have open playtime for kids in that general range. And so she's now getting exposed to sharing or the lack thereof in mine and all that sort of stuff. So,
Kevin, it's a grand experiment. Can't you see Grandpa jumping the little fence to go clobber some little boy that pushed her down?
I don't. I totally stay out of it. I just find a place to sit and watch. And it's her time to socialize and learn how all that stuff works out. And as long as there's nothing physical going on, I just watch.
I've gone to those little places, and you know there's always one bully.
Yes.
You know, he goes around and he shoves everybody down.
Having a bad day.
Yeah, and actually, sometimes it's not a little boy. Sometimes it's just a big little girl, and she's going around shoving everybody down. So it's kind of amazing.
You got to watch out for those. But still, the kids need to be exposed to that, because that's the way the world works, for better or worse.
That's right. Not everybody wins.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, and kids will be kids.
That's right.
Although they've got new reports out. Did you see the report that was out today about babies?
No.
Or it was out yesterday? That there's a study that they've been doing that babies are a lot more in tune with their surroundings than we ever gave them credit
for. Oh, absolutely.
Of course.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's not news.
No. Well, but even to the point of understanding the difference between good and evil.
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah.
And they have an innate morality that is already built into the software, as it were, that they come with.
And then we destroy it as they
and then
as they mature.
As the environment corrupts them, then that kind of tends to do that. But it's interesting because we used to think, when I was growing up, they used to think that look at that dumb little thing sitting over there. They don't know anything until
I think they know everything, and they can't, and that's why they can't talk, is because then they tell you everything that they already knew.
We dumb them down.
Yes, we do.
And over time, they forget where they were.
That's right.
And
just every day, they start forgetting more and more.
Yeah, that's why. Now, when you were a little girl, you had a playmate, didn't you?
Yeah, I think it was about five. After my grandmother died, I kind of had this somebody that I talked to all the time. So my parents were like, woo-hoo.
Oh, very good. Well, so in any event, Michael's here. He runs the show for us. He does a phenomenal job. And Julie's in the other room, and she does a phenomenal job. She'll talk to you, but she won't talk.
She won't talk to us. But if you call, you'll get her. So, yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And you can wish her well because she's not feeling well today.
So. Yeah, she actually came home the other day, and I asked her how she was doing, and she had this voice. I was like, whoa, who's that?
Well, what do you do?
Yeah. And it was deeper than yours.
Yeah.
It was kind of crazy.
Well, you know, it's one of those things. So, Michael, what's been going on with the show for the last month? Anything exciting and new and exciting and new and exciting and new? Exciting and new?
Did you hear the chirps? That was not good. Yeah. Okay.
what would you like me to say? Animal World, every week. It's a great show.
Of course.
And so much has been happening, I couldn't even possibly repeat or even remember all the stuff that's happened in the last month.
We know
I can't remember what happened yesterday, Mike, so I totally get it.
I know. The short-term memory loss as we get older is getting tough, isn't it? Yeah. It really is.
Well, Kevin, what's been going on in your life in the last 30 days?
Well, you know,
the highlights.
I have a really, really good friend that today brought me a hat that said Super Bowl champions. Wasn't that a fun game?
I was.
Oh boy,
I think we're still reeling.
I didn't think you would.
No, we knew that, Mike.
But somebody told me that. I guess they won, right?
They did. They stomped them and they beat them, and it was great, and we made
the game boring for the whole world. And I've heard all kinds of.
And you were jumping up and down in your house.
I was
from the very first. See, that's one of those games, Mike. We as a sports town have been so beaten up over the years that what we expect to have happen, and I know you're going to.
Kevin, you're getting me fired up here.
I know. Don't get him fired up, Kevin. Please, please.
Talk to me, Kevin.
Ignore the man behind the curtain.
Because he has a different point of view.
Yes, he does.
But from the standpoint of the sports fan of Seattle, and if you have to disregard the money and the thing and all its peripheral stuff. But from a pure sports standpoint, we have been so badly beaten up over the years that our expectation is, it's like the Mariners from, I think it was 2001.
Who?
The Seattle Mariners.
Who?
They used to be a baseball team.
Yeah. Who?
And they won like 118 games, and they were like beating everybody up, and they didn't make it past the first round of the playoffs.
I know. That was a sad game.
Yes.
I cried along with Joey Cora.
They didn't make it to the World Series. And so our expectation is that they take us to the doorstep, but we never can kick down the door.
Right.
So this is that one game where we didn't have to even debate it. We didn't have to worry about it. You weren't on your edge of your seat. You knew from the get-go.
No, it was a really relaxing, nice game.
For us,
for us, people were like, oh, it's such a boring game. Well, really, not for on my side, it was great.
Absolutely.
I just like sat back and watched them stomp them.
And we watched every last play.
Oh, yeah.
And then the post-game, and then the post-game,
and the
post-game.
And the post, and the post-game. I know, it was awesome. And really, you know what I like? I mean, I know it's football and all that stuff, but it brought, the city was so excited, and it brought everybody together as kind of a really cohesive unit, and I like that. I like the fact that, you know, you saw everyone, that people that wouldn't even think would be football fans, you know, were, everybody, go Hawks, go Hawks.
Oh, it was awesome. And then the parade was just phenomenal and stuff. So it's been, you know, and I had my vacation at that time, so it was a really, really
It was a nice time for you to have your vacation.
It really was, especially the parade.
Yeah, I bet.
Because there were buses that, you know, as they were panning the crowd and
But, you
and
know,
up
I think
Fourth
that
Avenue.
Actually Metro did an awesome job.
They did.
They did a fabulous
given
job.
The circumstances that they were presented with, which was a no-win situation for them, because the numbers of people were so many that you can, and the thing was, people came downtown, some of them came the night before,
right,
and so they trickled downtown for hours and hours and hours and hours,
and
then the parade was over, then everybody said, okay, that's it, let's go home. And so you had 700,000 people that had taken 12 hours to get there, now want to get home in an hour.
In an hour, And, you know, I think that they were actually pretty good. I mean, there were a few bullies out there that were, you know, not nice, and a few drunks, you know. But I think overall people were pretty good.
Yep.
Personally, I was just fine being at home working.
Yep.
Because they, I don't like to be cold.
It was 20 freaking degrees out there.
I don't like to be cold. Yeah. I don't want to stay. I mean, it had been a nice day. I might have thought, you know, I don't really like a crowd, but I don't like to be cold.
No.
Cold in a crowd? Mm-mm. I'm not, no.
Not me.
No, not
no,
me.
No, and it was 20 degrees or whatever it was. And,
yeah,
and,
that's too cold.
And some of those people were out there for hours and hours.
I know,
and hours.
I know. They had to be freezing.
Yeah, so it was.
They did leave a bit of a mess, too.
Oh, did they?
I mean, it was a cluster. I mean, they really did leave a big mess. Luckily, you know, garbage people came right in. Cleaned it all up, and actually were okay about it, which surprised, you know, but it was a big mess.
And that was a lot of fun. So that's, and then also.
Yes.
Valentine's Day was day before yesterday, or
it was Friday. Yeah.
That's right.
I have a sickie, so my Valentine was a little sick, but we actually did celebrate the weekend before. We went downtown and watched a comedian, and we were watching, we went to see a comedian by the name of Suzanne Westenhofer, who's very funny.
Mm-hmm.
And we were in there Saturday night, and Suzanne Westenhofer said, you know, it's snowing. I just want you to know it's snowing. And everybody's like, yeah, right. No, really, I told you, I got here at the last second, you know, to come in here, it's snowing. Right. So thank goodness Jill and I we had gone down there and we had parked we're probably about four blocks away from it to start. And I said, I kind of looked like, you know, should we park here? Should we park here? Should we park here? And finally I said, you know, let's just go and we'll park at the parking garage right next door to the venue. And so we did. Thank God that somebody must have been talking to me saying you really should go. You know, every once in a while I do listen to things about myself.
Uh-huh.
So we parked at the parking garage, came out. There was probably 2 inches of snow on the ground. But what was cool about it is we're in the, and I kind of want to do this, and not everybody will know, but a woman walked through the venue, and her name was Chris Williamson. And Chris Williamson and Meg Christians were really instrumental back in the day, being lesbian singers back in the 70s when people weren't out and didn't care about, you know, and were really instrumental in sort of being a voice. And She walked by, and you know, I don't know who that is. Jules like, I think that's my Christian. And or I'm sorry, Chris Williamson. I think it's Chris Williamson. And I'm like, I don't know, you know, right? And Jill really wanted to say hello to her and thank her, you know. And so anyway, thank you, Chris Williamson, if you're out there somewhere. But anyway, I just wanted to say that now because Julie didn't get a chance to say it then.
Oh, cool. Yeah. So was she scared to walk up to her?
Well, of course. We're talking to someone who doesn't talk. Yes.
Well, that's too bad.
So anyway, just, you know, had to do a shout out there.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And at least that way that she had an opportunity to see her.
Yeah.
And to acknowledge the things that she did. So,
I know. You know, so it was kind of cool.
On the way to the studio this morning, I was listening to radio like I normally do. I listen to the news channel, which is Como. And they had a story that I thought was particularly touching. And what was interesting about the story and how I tied it to you and how I thought of you is because you have said this forever.
What?
And okay, so here's right. here's so how the story goes.
Okay,
there was a boy named Daniel, and he ended up being a University of Washington professor, which is how we found out about the story, or Como found out about the story.
Yes,
and he had a girlfriend named Pearl,
mm-hmm.
and now he was originally from the South. And so they were...
My microphone tried to attack me there for a minute. I don't know what happened.
It did.
It just like jumped up and hit me in the face. I don't know what happened.
Yes, it did. So in any event, so they found after Pearl and Michael have both passed.
Hmm?
And Michael's daughter got a call from a relative of Pearl's,
uh-huh.
that said that he had 100 letters. And so she went over and started reading these letters.
That he had written to Pearl?
That he had written to Pearl. They were love letters.
Like how long ago?
He died in the 90s. They both died in the 90s. But and when the gentleman who had these letters, when he passed,
mm-hmm.
there was a note on top that said, upon my passing, burn these.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But somebody had the forethought to maybe like
read
them.
Right.
And it turned out that there were 100 love letters over a 70-year period.
Wow.
And they had fallen in love in like what would be now middle school.
Mm-hmm.
But she was Jewish.
Oh, no.
And he was Southern Baptist.
Oh, wow.
And
they could never get together.
He didn't, and even in his letters, he wrote that he didn't have the intestinal fortitude enough to buck the system and to buck his family. But he loved her, and they wrote letters to each other for 70 years.
Oh wow!
And
did each of them marry separately then?
He married when he was 40.
Oh wow!
And apparently, it didn't go all that well.
Uh-huh.
And she never married.
Oh wow!
She was single her whole life because she had her love.
Oh, man.
And so he would write her letters. She would write letters back. Now, they haven't found the letters that she's wrote to him, but she had them all in a bundle.
Wow.
Well, in the 90s.
Well, women save things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and they're a little bit more sentimental.
Yeah.
So in the 90s, he passes away.
Mm-hmm.
And 3 months later,
she passes away. Yeah, that always happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's because now, I was just thinking on my way here, it was like, I wonder, is it possible that they both came here with the agenda of breaking a stereotype of the Jewish Southern Baptist thing, and they never could break that, but that bond and that soulmate bond was so strong that when he passed, she passed?
Probably. I mean, I think when you have that bond, you can't ever kind of let it go. It's kind of like, did you also see the story about the two twin girls that found each other? Just
no.
Because they thought each other looked alike? You know, I mean, they were on social media, I think, and they actually saw each other and found each other. I think I don't know if they were Korean or Chinese, but they saw each other and they're like, wow, you know, she really kind of looks like me. And it ended up talking to each other and actually did a DNA test and they were sisters. They're twins.
Oh, man.
I know. And so I think that bond, you know, especially like that, if you are a bonded soul on the other side, you come that way. And I often have thought twins, if you've ever been around twins, they're very, very unusual.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, and they're very connected to each other.
It's like everybody else is in the outside world, and they have their own world that they communicate.
I think sometimes, especially if they're identical, I think they share a soul. I really do. I think that they can't quite separate, you know, and it's just a very weird connection, but I thought that was interesting.
Yeah.
But I think sometimes when you're, you know, connected from the other side and you come here, you stay connected no matter what.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we hope that you'll stay connected to us for the entire 3 hours. Good segue, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, very good. We need to take a break. But by the way, we're going to do our current events at the top of the 11 o'clock hour, and we're also going to do our Missing Link giveaway between now and the end of the show.
You know, I actually have somebody that has just recently tried Missing Link, and their dogs love it so much that she's ordered a bunch of it. So I just had some, you know, really good feedback on Missing Link, so they really, really liked it.
Well, awesome. Yeah. And well, of course, it's great stuff, number one, mm-hmm. because Martha doesn't have anything on the show.
That's not good.
She vets everything. So. Right. So between now and the end of the show will be your opportunity to win that. All you do is, during a break, you'll hear the Missing Link commercial and then followed by the magic word, and the magic word will then lead you to give us a call, and then you can get the several Missing Link forwards. It's either formulas. It's either the hair.
Well, we have to be careful because I said that it was horse, and there's not a horse formula.
Okay.
So there actually is a dog and cat, and I think there's a bird formula, and just, you know, those three.
And the hip and joint.
Hip and joint and skin and coat.
That's right.
Right.
So we're going to do that between now and the end of the show, so stay tuned for that. And by the way, they met, Mike is right on it, they met in 1911.
Wow.
That story that I was just telling about Pearl.
Amazing.
And or that was Julie. Oh, Julie's.
Oh, look at Julie. She's
very,
right on it.
She's right on it. That's great. So in any event, so we're going to do the Missing Link between now and the end of the show. We need to take a break, and we'll be right back. And then when we come back, I've got a bone to pick with us, with a whole country.
Okay. All right.
We'll be back.
Bye.
Since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store within a store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend, and Jones & Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. Visit Jones & Company. You'll find them on State Avenue in Marysville. Give them a call at 360-658-7817. At Jones & Company Pets, their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
Did you know that there's a gentle energy balancing method for restoring health, mobility, and athletic performance for your dog, cat, or horse? Bioenergetic synchronization, as used by Nels Rasmussen, creates transformations in health, mobility, and performance. To learn more, you can visit online, NelsHealingMinistry.com, or call 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668. Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage's exciting new Vashon Island location. The Northwest School of Animal Massage offers a full schedule of classes, including T-Touch, aromatherapy, and manual ligament therapy, plus massage for canines and small and large animal certification. Visit online at nwsam.com for registration details and to enroll online. For more information, call 877-836-3703. That's 877-836-3703. Or check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage on Facebook. Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats, and Accutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Accutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? You running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Outside the box, outside the norm, inside your radio. Alternative Talk, 1150.
And welcome back to Martha Norwalk's Animal World. My name is Kevin McDonald, and sitting over there...
It would be Kim Miller.
And we are here for the entire 3 hours, and yes, we would like to talk to you today. And our phone number, if you want to give us a call, you could do that right now at 425-373-5527. Kim is an accomplished psychic medium and animal communicator. She does a wonderful job of talking to you about your pets, talking to you about somebody who's passed over, and sometimes even talking to you about you, even though you don't want her to do that.
I don't do it if they don't want it.
Yeah, but sometimes it just sort of comes out sometimes. It does. Kim, I have a bone. I have a bone I got to pick.
All right.
But the more I thought about this, the more, you know, I don't understand why they did it. And let me tell you the story.
Okay.
This was on CNN and it was on MSNBC and Fox and all the news channels because there's a zoo in, I believe, it's
Denmark.
Denmark in Copenhagen. And it's a Copenhagen zoo. And apparently, and I didn't know this, but it makes sense that all the zoos, they have breeding programs because mm-hmm. they want to make sure that the animal stock that they have remains healthy and vibrant and there's not too much inbreeding. And so they make sure that the DNA is diverse and stuff like that. Well, there was a two-year-old giraffe, mm-hmm. healthy two-year-old giraffe, who apparently did not make the muster as far as what they wanted to breed with. And so rather than doing what I would think that a progressive...
Like moving to a different zoo or giving to a wildlife sanctuary.
Take that animal and put it where it could lead a happy, healthy life. I don't know. How about maybe even giving it a vasectomy? I don't know what you call that
Do they gild them like they do a horse? I don't know.
Oh, Mike's going to try. Yes.
Well, it's castration.
Castration, yeah. They gild them.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I would even have preferred that. But if there was no other course of action, but I mean,
he was only 2 years old.
Yeah. I know. And so what did they do? They said, well, I don't know. What do you want to do? I don't know. What do you want to do? Well, let's shoot him. So they said, hey, I got an idea. Why don't we get a bunch of school kids together and then we can shoot him and then we can dissect him in front of the school kids so they get a very interesting view of life.
They skinned him.
That
in,
is just...
in front of the children.
They skinned him in front of the children.
Okay, so
that'll
be your...
quartered him.
And then quartered him, and then they fed them to the lions.
Fed him to the lions.
In front of the kids.
Yep.
And this is a zoo. And it just amazes me that now, okay, maybe it's because it's a giraffe and it's kind of unusual and that sort of thing, but they apparently...
I didn't want to dissect a frog or a cat, so I avoided that class in school, so I didn't have to do it.
I don't see any of that can have any redeeming quality for a school children to watch them basically murder and cut up a giraffe. I don't know what positive.
Yeah, they turned down an offer of 500,000 euros.
Which is about $750,000. But how? So they turned down an offer from another zoo?
From an individual.
Oh God.
And because and this individual had the land and wanted to take care of it.
I can only assume so.
Yeah. And I don't know what they were thinking. It boggles them.
Obviously, they weren't.
No, and it's like, you know, genetic engineering and stuff like that. And they are the ones who brought this animal into the world. And I guess they felt like they had the
right to take him out.
I guess. But that is so sad. The good thing is Michael was looking on the internet today, and there was a second giraffe at a different zoo in the same country that was contemplating putting down a giraffe, and then they decided not to. Is that what you read, Mike?
No.
No.
Is he making stuff up today?
I think we have to stay on him.
I know. I
did not read that. I did not say that.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sure it's in there.
I'm looking at a story right now.
Oh, okay.
And I didn't see that.
Well, continue perusing. Yeah. And then you can correct me.
One thing I did read is that a zoo from Sweden offered to take the giraffe, but because they weren't affiliated with the zoo network. That they declined the offer. And they declined the offer of 500,000 euros so that they could skin it in front of children and feed it to the lions.
I don't get that.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
That's just...
Anybody from the Copenhagen Zoo is listening right now,
yeah.
I would really appreciate a call.
Yeah. And you'll be listening online, so you can give us a toll-free call at 888.
And explain why.
298.
That doesn't make...
5569.
You know, I think some things are done in the vein of I'm going to do this as a teaching tool. But I, you know, when I was in eighth grade, they packed us all in a bus and took us down to, at that time, Kevin, you probably remember this, but that time Aurora Village actually had it was a mall.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So they took us all the way down to the University of Washington Hospital. And for eighth grade health class, and we took it. I remember being in a great big huge auditorium, and they wheeled onto the stage every form of birth defect kid.
Ew.
In a little wheelchair, you know, and then they, you know, put it on the big screen so you could, you know, see them a little bigger. And I that has stayed with me for the rest of my life. And I know they thought they were doing something good to teach us stuff, but I thought, they're not circus animals, you know.
Right.
It just was so disturbing to me. And then we got to go to the, you know, Aurora Village Mall and shop and you know, and come on home. And that was supposed to be such a big, you know, field trip. It has stayed with me for the last 50 years. It's horrible.
And when you think of that memory, you don't have really good memories of
it. No, I don't. I think of the kid with the water on his brain. That's all I can see.
Ugh.
It was awful. It was just awful.
Were you ever forced to watch the movie called Signal 30 about all the just violent, gross automobile accidents?
Yes, I was when I went through driver's education. Yes,
yikes.
I was.
That's something that sticks with me.
Yes, I remember that.
Watching this human being wrapped around a tree.
Yes.
Not dead yet.
Not dead yet. Yeah, I know. I did too. Did you have to?
No, I went to a private school. We couldn't afford that.
Oh, yeah, no, public school, we watched that video.
I actually watched it in the Boy Scouts.
Oh, God, I watched it in driver's ed.
It was a learning lesson.
It was when they taught us driver's ed in school, you know, and you didn't have to pay the $2,000 to get your driver's license.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so you got to watch people, you got a period off to watch people get...
Yeah, it was a great big event, yeah.
Yuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, it's kind of like that scared straight stuff that they do with kids, I suppose. But I, you know,
yeah, it's a little bit better. But
yeah, but you know, I'll tell you, when my teenagers, when they were driving, they knew that nothing was ever going to happen to them. And kids, you know, even if they saw that film, kids are indestructible. They don't believe that what's going to happen.
No,
they think
they can text with their toes text and drive with their toes.
And some of them do.
I know, it's amazing to me.
And some of them did.
Oh, yeah.
And some of them.
As in past tense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and hopefully kids, if you drive as much as I do and you see people on the phone as much as I do and you see the kind of stupid things that they do when they're texting and they're, uh-huh. And they're talking on the phone, it's just mind-boggling.
And you immediately know as soon as you're behind them because they're in the fast lane, number one. They're driving 40 miles an hour, and then they drive 70, and then they're 40, and then they're 70.
Yep.
You're like, okay, I know you're on your phone. Get off of it.
Then they're driving in Braille. They're hitting the left side, and then the right side, and the left side, and the right side.
Or they drop something on the floor, and they lean down to pick it up, and they swerve back and forth.
Yeah.
And you just go, get it. Just get it.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a product of our generation that didn't have, that wasn't before. It's like, now get off your stinking phone. It's
I know.
Like, and it's all Gene Roddenberry's fault, but that's...
Well, I think they all think... I told you this the other day. There's a whole generation of some heartless individuals. I think that they think that the zombies are going to come and get us. No, they're raising zombies. So... I've decided that. It's not, but you're raising zombies because they don't really have any empathy for other humans.
Not to belabor the point, because this is actually kind of disgusting, but we should move on.
We should go to animals, right?
Did you hear the story about the young teenager in Portland who was savagely beaten by his friends? He was hit over the head by a crowbar. He was shot 3 or 4 times by a pellet gun. They take a box knife and carved a swastika on his forehead.
Yes, I saw that.
And then threatened to, I guess, kill his family or something.
Yeah.
Unless he went back home and got, money and a cell phone or something like that.
Right.
And these were four teenagers.
I know. I saw that.
Somehow in their brain thought that was okay to do that to another human being. They caught them all.
Mm-hmm.
But is this kid going to be traumatized
Zombies.
forever? Anyhow,
yeah.
So I hadn't heard
that story. I'm standing here beside myself. I'm appalled.
Totally shocking.
Yeah,
that something like that could happen.
That is such amazing amoral behavior.
Yeah,
I know.
That is beyond belief.
I know that people say this all the time, but I'm sorry, but I kind of think that we're desensitized. You know,
it's what we watch.
It's what we it's the games they play and. And we just, there's so many things that would have never been shown, before that we just see it. And, you see somebody die in one movie and then they're alive in the next. And, really, death doesn't really hit home. It doesn't. Yeah. I don't know. It's very interesting.
No, it
there's no value.
We have desensitized ourselves so much with mm-hmm. the TVs and movies and so forth, that it makes it really difficult mm-hmm. for kids to even grasp. It's like, what did they think when they were doing this to this poor guy? Did they think that it would like all magically go away?
Or is it just fun?
It's just fun.
It's their products of their environment. It probably, to some extent, happened to them along the way, too.
Yeah. It's just fun, I think. It's what you do.
Well, and it's like, the latest game that they're playing now on mass transit, which is the knockout game. Have you heard about that?
Yeah.
They just walk up to somebody, a total stranger, and punch them in the face.
And they record it on video so they can post it on YouTube.
Yeah. And it's just amazing to me. And this whole conversation all got started because these people
in Denmark.
Okay. In Denmark.
The things that are happening to animals too, if it's not little kids, it's animals, and it gets me that these, grown human beings and sometimes not grown human beings are doing this to other animals and human beings. And it takes, really? Like the guy that wanted to get back at his wife, so he killed his 2-year-old. I mean, it doesn't make sense.
Doesn't make any sense at all.
It's crazy.
We as not only just our culture, but worldwide, it's still, and I suppose if you look at it, that we are evolving a little bit by little bit, and we're better than we used to be, maybe. Maybe it's just more publicized now than it used to be. But I'm telling you, some of the behaviors that are out there and what people are, what we are willing to do to our fellow man, but more importantly, what we're willing to do to our animals,
mm-hmm.
that we are, even the Bible even says that we are in charge of our animals and that we need to be good stewards and to take care of them. And I'm not quite sure that killing them is and just for no reason
or letting them starve to death or, you know, whatever.
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, if you look at it from the wild, from the animal in the wild perspective, yeah. I have this picture in my head of two lions sitting on this hill, sitting there looking at a supermarket as people are in the meat aisle and they're picking up meat. And the caption is, "So what's the fun in that?"
I know, really.
You know, so our whole industry. But then at the same time, how do you make the distinction? Is killing a giraffe different than killing a cow that we're then going to eat?
I don't think they're going to do it in front of a bunch of little kids. Skin it and cut it up and feed it to something. But I don't, you know, I don't know. I mean, I think there is the circle of life. And if a giraffe is killed in the wild to feed a family of lions, that to me is the circle of life.
That's right.
Right. And that's kind of the way we were designed. But if it's done, you know, let's show these kids something fun.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a good idea.
Well, and those kids, like your experience with the folks at the hospital.
Yeah.
That's an experience that's going to stay with those
kids.
For
the rest of their lives.
Yeah, and for mostly it's not going to be, "Hey, Mom, look what I got to do today."
Yeah, no.
It's not going to be that.
It's going to be disturbing.
Yeah, and we've got enough disturbing things going on.
We do.
So, by the way, this...
And on to a nicer subject.
Yeah, let's...
Hey, the sun's out.
Hey, it is.
And I think we have to be very thankful because we're not getting hit with a bunch of snow like everybody else is.
No, but we're in between storm systems.
And that's so what they say, yeah.
We've got another one coming tonight. And I-5 is closed except for one lane going southbound. So if you're in that backup, yes.
I do have an update on that. Yes, the regular lanes of I-5 southbound are closed down to one lane. But here's a tip. Stay right and take the collector distributor lane southbound, and you'll cruise by all that stuff, and you can get right back on I-5 southbound right around Airport Way.
Oh, good
tip. It was amazing how backed up traffic was yesterday, and I'm talking it was backed up to the county lines, the Homer's County line, but yet the collector's distributor lanes were moving smoothly. So pretend you're going to go I-90 and sort of veer off to the left there, or excuse me, off to the right there, then just go straight on through.
And you'll miss
cool.
it all.
Yep.
Oh, cool. So that's the traffic report for today and the tip. And we need to take a break, and don't
all
forget,
right.
Between now and the end of the show, we're going to do our Missing Link giveaway. So make sure you stay in for that. And we have a magic word, and just repeat the magic word to Julie, and away we go. So we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back with more with Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Stay with us.
Hey, did you know that even if you feed the highest quality all-natural foods, even if you home-cook for your animal friends, the ingredients in that food is exposed to heat, light, and oxygen, and that begins to destroy a lot of the important stuff. Well, that's why Designing Health created The Missing Link. Now, they start with human-grade, all-whole-natural raw food sources. They perfected a way to protect it from heat, light, and oxygen. It comes to us in a powdered form in a resealable gold foil pouch. You keep it in the refrigerator once you open it. Mix up your animal friend's food, add in The Missing Link, a little cool water to mix it in, and voila, you've added what's missing, like the balanced omega-3, 6, and 9 oils, the enzymes in the raw ingredients, the fiber. There's The Missing Link for dogs. There's one for cats. There's a vegetarian formula you can feed to both your dogs and cats, and a bird formula and a horse formula. There's Missing Link Plus with glucosamine for connective tissue and joint support in a dog and horse formula. So ask for The Missing Link wherever you shop for premium pet supplies, or you can go directly to Designing Health. Give them a call at 1-800-774-7387 or visit them online at www.designinghealth.com.
And the word of today is giraffe. Call us at 425-373-5527 or 888-298-KKNW or 5569. Word of the day is giraffe.
Do you know someone with an object hoarding or animal hoarding situation? BioClean Incorporated can help.
At BioClean Incorporated, you're more than a customer. You're someone they want to help. Actually, disposing of so many items can be emotionally overwhelming, and the staff at BioClean Incorporated understands this. They design a unique process specifically to meet your needs. The team at BioClean helps determine which things are valuable to the recovering hoarder and absolutely essential, what items are appropriate to clean and keep, what things can be donated to charity, and finally, what can be thrown away. The BioClean Professional Cleanup Team are experts at eliminating odors, contaminants, and biohazards. They can arrange for any repairs, painting, or cleaning that will be needed so the house becomes habitable again. The entire staff at BioClean Incorporated combines compassion with expertise and professionalism. They understand taking that first step is the hardest. Call BioClean at 888-412-6300. That's 888-412-6300. Or visit BioCleanWA.com for more information.
If you love dogs, tune in to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, live every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. We'll talk about everything dog and interview authors, experts, and amazing organizations, both locally and nationally. And don't even get me started on the pet food industry. I'm Julie Forbes. Find us online at www.dogradioshow.com and also as a free podcast on iTunes. The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, an evolved perspective on life with dogs.
Attention pet lovers. We all want the best for our pets, and that includes quality of life, longevity, and overall well-being. Raymakers Nutrition has developed a line of patented products that have been shown to dramatically improve immune function, improve response to vaccines by over 400%, and help strengthen the systems in the body that fight cancer cells. Introducing Veterinary Immune Tabs. These chewable tabs are safe for dogs and cats. Find out more about how Veterinary Immune Tabs can improve your pet's longevity and state of wellness. Contact Dr. Bill Burlingame at BillBurlingameDVM@gmail.com or call 425-903-1913.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Ahead of the talk radio curve, naturally. Alternative Talk 1150.
And good morning, and welcome to Martha Norwalk's Animal World. My name is Kevin McDonald.
And my name is Kim Miller.
And we're here the third Sunday of every month. Marsha Brady.
Yeah.
Martha has graciously allowed us to come here and do this show, and we are very, very pleased to be here with you. And we're going to be here for the entire 3 hours.
Actually, two hours and 15 minutes,
and so now would be the time to give us a call, and you can talk to Kim Miller.
And we promise we'll... It's been a little down.
And we're talking about stuff that is all true, but it's difficult.
So
yeah. But this is a positive show.
So positive. So good stuff about animals. So how's Wesley?
Wesley's awesome.
Good.
Wesley's just awesome. And you know, a funny story about him. He's, and you were talking about your poodles when you bring out the clippers and the scissors and they run for the hills.
They do.
Wesley is the worst. He's a worse liar than I am, and I'm a terrible liar.
yeah, you are.
I really can't lie very well, and he's worse than I am. Or he has a guilty complex. So if he's done something that he knows is wrong, that he's gotten into trouble for before, and then you walk in and he looks at you, he's got this look like, oh no, I'm gonna be in trouble, and he starts to shake a little bit, and he just kinda, and I can't get him to you know, it takes him a while to get out of that. And a lot, most of the time, we can never figure out what it is he's done.
Oh, you know, Jay, if anything, anybody does, especially if somebody happens to pee in the house, Jay hides under the table.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because he just knows. He just, you know, he's like, I'm just out of here. He yeah. goes and he hides under the table because he knows somebody's going to get it.
Well, you know, it's amazing the little a family situation that you have.
Yeah.
Like with your brood, mm-hmm. You've got somebody's always going to get into trouble because somebody's always
doing
something.
Well, it's usually
something.
Spencer, but other than that, yeah, Spencer's always in trouble.
Now,
always in trouble.
Who tells on Spencer?
You don't have to tell on Spencer because Spencer gets in trouble for barking. He gets in trouble for barking, and he barks at the TV, barks at. It doesn't matter if it remotely resembles an animal on the TV and it moves quickly, he barks.
You know, I saw with your animals the most incredible thing, which was I saw when I was at your house,
yes.
You were watching, I think it was the Food Network or something, and there were five poodles sitting on the couch watching the TV.
Yeah, they do. JJ watched the entire movie Up.
Really?
And he really didn't like the Doberman. Anytime the Doberman would come on, he would growl.
So it's like they understand what's going on the screen.
There's JJ and Spencer, for sure. They're the two that really... Ella will bark if she hears a big dog bark on the TV, but she doesn't quite know where it's at,
right.
You know? But Spencer is constantly... And he really... Right now, he hates pizza. So if it's a pizza commercial, then he's really mad because he hates pizza right now.
Why does he hate
I really
pizza?
Am not sure. I don't know what it is about pizza, but if he sees pizza, look out.
Goodness gracious.
Mm-hmm.
So it's great for your family because it's all about, you know, the
it's not great, Kevin. We hate it.
Well, but it's fun.
No, it's not. Not the barking part. But,
well, yeah. What, yes. But poodles by nature, they're that way, aren't they?
You know, really, of our group, Spencer is the barker. You know, Jay will bark. He's kind of gotten involved in some of it just because Spencer's getting him there. Maggie is a squealer, you know, so if somebody is outside or, you know, she can get people howling.
Mm-hmm.
And Maggie's a talker, so if she wants to eat, she wah, 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 you know, she talks all the time.
That's what Wesley does. He
yeah.
does that.
Wah, 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 wah. Yeah, Maggie does that too.
And it's great fun. So, by the way, if you would like to give us a call and talk to Kim, you can do that right now. We got open phone lines for the next 2 hours. So, 425-373-5527 or... toll free, 888-298-5569. And I would like to open it up just because you are so gifted at doing all of this. If you want to talk about your animal or what's going on with your cat, dog, horse, parrot, you know, bearded dragon, whatever it is, you can do that. But if you also want to talk to somebody on the other side, we've just came through the holidays, and it's always a tough time. So if you would like to do that, you can also give us a call, and Kim can connect you with somebody on the other side who has passed on. And having just gone through our last major holiday, which is Valentine's Day, there's lots of energy around that particular day as well.
I know. I was, you know, Valentine's Day is always kind of a big one for me because it was my dad's favorite holiday.
Oh, yeah.
He, my dad always wrote my mother some sort of a cheesy, I have a bunch of cards that she, you know, saved and he had that they were like, you know, roses are red, violets are blue. Your eyes are blue, and
uh-huh.
he wrote a lot of little cheesy poems to her, and I swear it was the only holiday that he could remember.
Yeah,
you know, so it was a big deal for him. So anytime Valentine's Day comes around, I always think of him and how much he loved it.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Well, Valentine's Day is one of those days. It's either a wonderful day or it's a not so wonderful day, and if you are in love. As you are, then it's a wonderful
or
day.
But if you have a sick Valentine, it really is sort of going, bomp, bomp, bomp.
Yeah, but for you guys, every day is Valentine's Day.
All right.
You know, I mean, you guys are, what?
I got her a Valentine's card. She didn't even open it.
You know what's funny about that? She's sitting over there and can't even defend herself.
I know she can. I can say whatever I want right now.
She could get on the radio if she wanted to.
Yeah.
But by the way, Athena called, and she wanted to know about her cat, and the spelling on that is O-N-Y-X.
Onyx?
Onyx.
Okay.
So?
Yeah, what about her cat?
I don't have any idea. That's just what it says right there. It just says she'd like to know about her cat. What do you have any idea about her cat?
What is she, other than how its health is or what's going on? I don't have anything specific, so.
Athena, you got a bad connection, so give us a call back and so that you can talk to.
We can talk. Yeah,
we can talk and figure that part out. So.
Sure.
But if you'd like to talk to Kim, again, that number is 425-373-5527 or toll free 888-298-5569. Now, I've been working with Kim Miller for just a very short period of time, somewhere around 12 years now.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's pretty much.
About 12
there.
Years.
Yeah. And she has done.
God, time flies, doesn't it, when you're getting old?
Oh, boy, no kidding.
God, it's like, boom.
It just goes. It was funny. I had a work yesterday, we had a retirement. And it's when we have a retirement, somebody gets cake,
mm-hmm.
and we have coffee, and everybody sits around and
it's
says,
like, hey, you want to retire? Because we'll get some cake.
Exactly. And everybody says, you're looking good for your age. And the guy says, well, great. And it's been wonderful. See you later. Have a good day. Bye. So I go into work and go. And so I've now picked my retirement date.
When?
It will be June 2032.
Really?
Yeah. So I went up to my boss and said, "I just want you to know that my day is coming." And he said, "Really? You're going to retire?" And I said, "Yes, in 2032. That's my last day. You can't give me this day anymore." And I'll only be 74 years old, so I figure that'll work.
Well, you know, my mother didn't even make it to 74. So
now,
true. Yeah.
Well, but that was the other thing. It's like I'll either make it to 74 or
We're supposed to uplift. Yes, Mike is trying to get us to be happy, happy, happy.
Well, I when you set a date like that in 2032, that's a good day.
You know, speaking of barking, I hear my dog barking out there. I don't know what he's barking at. Tucker is here, and he is barking at somebody.
Uh-oh, is he outside?
I don't think he is.
No?
I'm like, I'm hearing barking, and I think it could be close.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. So anyway, Kim and I have been working together for well over 10 years anyway. And I've been party to her and hundreds of readings. And she really is the real deal. So if you haven't experienced the opportunity to talk with Kim about your animal and to just talk with us, we highly encourage you to give us a call. And right now would be a good time because we have almost open phone lines.
But, if they don't, that's all right. We'll try to stay uplifting.
Yeah, I know.
We won't go down that direction. Because we'll have Mike going, doing the uplifting sign over there at us.
Yeah, we got to do something.
Hey, we got to be uplifting right now because the sun is shining. The sun is shining. Oh, there we go. See? Right on. Oh, wow.
I love that song. Katrina and the Wave, right?
Who knows?
Yeah. Hey,
speaking of, I thought there was something that was good that was just this last week. It was the, 50th anniversary of the Beatles?
Yes.
Hitting, and I knew that you were all about that, so.
It was funny. I came home from work, and my oldest son, bless his heart, was sitting there with his girlfriend, and they were sitting there watching the special.
Oh, nice.
And you know what's interesting about that whole thing is that it transcends time. And the music transcends. The kids like it today.
I mean, their music really carries over so much. I mean, it's not like, you know, some of the music that you listen to. Julie just recently has been playing Donna Summer.
Oh, yeah.
And I think, wow, the 70s. Do you think disco will ever come back? I'm like, I don't know.
No,
probably not. But the Beatles will be forever, you know, and their music just transcends time. It just goes on and on. I think John Lennon was such a, great songwriter that and a poet, you know, that
yes.
It just kind of like Bob Dylan, that it just sort of transcends time and it will go on forever. So
I know. And see, now we part ways just a little bit here
because you're all about Paul.
I'm a Paul fan and you're a John Lennon fan.
I'm a John Lennon fan, yeah.
But I was watching an old clip, as a matter of fact, last night. Before I put myself to bed, I always watch a little, and it was Oprah, and Paul was on Oprah, and they were talking about, you know, how did he, now Paul McCartney got married a little bit later in life. He got married when he was about 30, and with the number of girls that he had at his disposal, you know, with Jane Asher.
He did pick a good one, though.
Yeah, he did. And Oprah's question were, how did you keep everybody normal? Because, you know, you're Paul McCartney.
Yeah.
And he said that his daughter, Stella,
yeah.
Who now is a famous designer,
mm-hmm.
She was riding her little pony one day, and she looked at him. She was about 4 years old and said, "You're Paul McCartney." And he said, "No, I'm Dad.
I'm Dad."
And
yeah.
they lived on a Scottish farm, yeah. and it was like a two-room Scottish farm. And Oprah said, "Good God, why?" Because they had like four kids at the time. He said,
yeah.
"Well, we like the house."
Yeah.
And they never had anybody, and Linda did all the cooking mm-hmm. and cleaning and stuff. And
I think Linda really kept them normal. I think that's kind of, Linda was the big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was a real rock.
And he said that his famous thing about her was, "It's allowed." So he was always self-critical and wondering if you should do it, and it's allowed. You can do that. And that was
that's funny.
It was just kind of her style.
Yeah.
And they had a great arrangement. Well, fortunately for us,
we have some callers. Look at that.
We do. But we need to take a break for the top of the
hour.
Okay,
we'll do it.
And then when we come back, we're going to talk to David, Maria, and somebody else.
Okay, we'll do it.
So we'll be right back for the second hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Stay with us.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.